My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Let's give God the best hand clap of the year. At home, clap your hands. All your might, all your soul, all your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 When I think of his goodness, all that he's done for me in 2023. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for never. Amen. Well, what does that mean? Never means never. Never means never. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been teaching in French for the past couple hours saying next year is better, so why go back?
Amen.
Amen. Goodbye 20. And we did a lot. And we got some video that I'm going to play after the service. We're going to go into Bible reading, so stick with us. We're going to read some scriptures, and then I have some video. And if it's way past your bedtime, then you can watch the video some other time. But we're going to go into the Word of God very quickly. But just to summarize what's being taught is next year is better. Amen. That's the vision that we're setting forth. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God today, praise God, that we can rejoice. Hallelujah. So for all the faithful, welcome back to meeting number 4. Or I should say all the bilingual. Amen. Welcome. This is meeting number 4. Praise God. And it's the last meeting. I don't know what time it is, but it's the last meeting of 2023. And it's my desire to preach the year 2023 out. And while I'm preaching 2023, and this is Eastern Standard Time, this is a live stream from Montreal, in case you're wondering, to all our brothers and sisters in Africa, well, it's 2024. Get ready to be blessed. Amen. Get ready to go to work. Amen. And you praise God, and you'll reap what you sow. Amen. So get ready for 2024. For our brothers and sisters in Newfoundland, amen, wake up. Amen. It's well past the hour. Welcome to 2024. Amen. For those of us here, we got a few minutes left before 2024 comes in. But right now, what is a blessing is that we are in the presence of God. Amen. Let's put our hands up. Let's thank God for this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I need a wee bit more up. Father in heaven, that we're so thankful. Meeting number 1, we were well fed. Meeting number 2, oh, we got some more. Meeting number 3, praise God, we broke bread together, such a blessing. Amen. It was so good that most of us stayed. Praise God. Meeting number 4. Lord, I bless all those who are joining with us from whatever state, from whatever province, from whatever country. Praise God. Get ready to receive what you have for us.
I know because I've been here already, but for maybe sometime, for the folks just showing up, it's going to be good. Hallelujah. Someone agree with me? It's going to be good. I know it was good an hour ago, and it's still going to be good, Lord. We're so thankful. Give us this day our bread from heaven. Praise God. For most of us, it's a double portion, but thank you so much. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. We are thankful. It's a song that we sing so often all the days of our life. We're thankful for 2023. 2023 was a good year. We met our brothers and sisters in Africa for the first time. Praise God. And now we work together in Jesus' name. We gave out Bibles. Souls were added to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we sowed and we sowed. We spent, I don't know how much money we spent. I lost track. But we never went into debt. It was always there. Amen. We need so much for a Bible. It was there. Praise God. Hallelujah. The ministry in Africa, they need transportation. The offering is there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They need a generator. The offering is there in Jesus' name. I tell you, 2024 is going to be a bad year for the devil, but it's going to be a good year, praise God, for the children of God. Hallelujah. Having received him, he has given us power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God today with this power, we're going to put it to good use. And we're going to sow into good ground. Praise his holy name. Lord, I thank God for these few minutes of praise. Thank God for my brother. Thank God for my sister. They led us into... Oh, I got some folks for dancing. Amen. Praise God. They led us into dance. They led us into song. They led us into praise and worship. Praise God. Hands were clapping. Feet got up off the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. We trust that our sacrifice of praise was acceptable unto you. Praise God. And with joy, praise God. Hallelujah. With joy where you're here to give you all the glory, all the honor in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy in Jesus' name. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. All the saints of God, everyone says, amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Because God has been good. Lord, we're so thankful. In a few minutes, we're going to change the calendar, change the numbers. For you, Master of Eternity, just goes on and on and on and on and on. For us, well, it's a milestone. Amen. We change numbers in our age. We change numbers in school. We go from grade to grade. We go from age to age. Amen. We go from year to year. But I thank God that our steps have been ordered. Hallelujah. Praise God. Directed by your Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're looking forward to a great and blessed year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Pray. At home, pray. Put your hands up and pray. Praise God. Make some noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think that's the smallest tambourine I've ever played in my life.
You borrowed it from somebody.
But sister brought it. It's been sitting there for 2, 3, 4 weeks. I'm sitting there. Somebody's got to play that tambourine. And I've been looking. I have one somewhere. Marion, where is it? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, in God's presence, nothing can stay quiet. Amen. So this afternoon, I ran down, I grabbed that thing, said, how much noise can this thing make? But you really got to hit it hard. Amen. So, and I've asked Mary, we've got tambourines. I remember playing tambourine under the tent. We've got some somewhere. We just got to, in the move or whatever, we just lost track. Praise God. Or I'll have to go out and get a new one. But just, they don't make them like they used to. That's the thing. I want to find mine that was under tents, under revivals. Amen. Somewhere, it's got to show up somewhere, somewhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Bible says make noise. Amen. So it doesn't say like organ noise or, you know, as long as it's not moaning. Amen. That we don't do. Amen. But shakers, spoons, if you got those heels, well, this is rug, but you can't really, you know, make some noise. Because he is worthy. Someone say he is worthy. Amen. Praise his holy name. Clap your hands, all you land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At home, clap your hands. Join with us. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Someone say his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise God. Amen. So, okay, I'll be preaching in 15 minutes. I was just about to say, I was just about to apologize for being late. And it was interesting because we were discussing in French, okay, if we start at 8:30, when are we going to finish? We have communion. We have some video that we want to show our accomplishments and such. And I sat there saying, I'll be done in 2 hours. I've never seen a room so full of unbelief in all my life. I'm sitting there saying, yeah, nobody believes me that I'll be done in 2 hours. And they were right. I was wrong. They were right. It was more like 2.5 hours, but it was a good service that we had in French. But let's go into the Word of God. I welcome each and every one of you. I know it may be late if you're down east. If you are out west, well, it's only early. So you folks are good to go. Amen. For me, this is meeting number 4. And I thank God I've got texts. I've got support, prayer support. Praise God. Amen. I told my sister in a French meeting, she goes, well, you got 3 more meetings to go. I said, you might have to stand beside me and hold my hand up. Praise God. But God is, amen, I pray for the anointing, pray for the strength and such. Hallelujah. And I think I have enough voice left for one more. Praise God. Get your Bibles. We're going to go into the book of Galatians. So I welcome each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining with me. This is my desire to preach the old year out and preach the new year in. So and I thank God for those of you joining with me. Amen. I thank God for those of you joining with me and for those of you who have stayed. Amen. Faithful. Meeting number 1, meeting 2, meeting 3. This is meeting 4. I thank God for that blessing. Praise God that we are together and we have come together. Praise God. And we're going to break bread together. Hallelujah. So if you're listening to the live stream, I think we're about 15 minutes away. Here in Eastern Standard Time, we're 15, 20 minutes or so away to 14 minutes. Okay, amen. It's all good. I'll be preaching by 14 minutes. I already said that. Amen. I'll get there. Praise God. Amen. Here comes the table. Praise God for communion, which we already, amen, in our French service, we already broke bread together, and it was a good anointing. It was a good meeting, praise God. So Galatians chapter 4, we'll get into the Word of God. Hallelujah, very quickly. And it's this again, this is my desire, and thank you so much for joining with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2023, goodbye. It was a good year. We accomplished, and the video which we want to show afterwards is street preaching, preaching in Africa, preaching in the markets, preaching in Bibles being handed out, Bibles being given. And this is what we do. Praise God. And I thank God that we can provide the word of God freely. We have received freely. We go and we give it. Praise God. To God be all the glory. So we have some video just to show you. People have been sending us throughout the year, have been receiving clips on cell phones and such. So we'll see some billboards that were put up and in different cities, in different places, just to show the accomplishments, the impact that your prayers and that your offerings and that your tithes and that your labor in the Lord, in Christ, we're going to look at those verses, at the impact that it had in 2023. Praise God. Amen. So we're looking forward to 2024. It's going to be a greater year. Amen. Greater things. Praise God. Someone say more. Amen. I serve a God of more. Amen. I serve a God who doesn't run out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God today, praise God, that I'm expecting more. And in Africa, I forgot to mention this on the French side, but it's beginning tomorrow for 7 days in Pastor Jeremy in Cotonou. I think they're going outside of Cotonou. I don't know the name of the village where they're going. And it's about 45 minutes away. They're going to have 7 days of meetings. Amen. So we printed up some t-shirts and they have some Bibles and whatever they have. Amen. At the last minute, he received this pastor set up. I woke up with this on my mind. So we put together what we could do at the last minute. And so pray. Amen. 2024 is not starting with a bunch of New Year's resolutions. Yeah, I'll get around to preaching one day. I'll preach. I'll get there. I'll be preaching one day, and it's June, it's July, and the year's gone, and you know, I haven't preached a dime's worth of nothing. But anyways, amen. We're in Africa, they're starting strong, preaching. Praise God. Tomorrow, they're going to be in the marketplace. They have a few Bibles left to give out. Praise God. Amen. Or today. For them, it's today. Their morning is about to start. Amen. And they'll be in the marketplace. And we have some video with our brothers in the marketplace from Saturday, from yesterday. Amen. Preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they received their Bibles on Friday, and they're not going to box them and put them in a corner. They're out there passing out their Bibles. Praise God. So 2024, like I said, I know that we can use the expression. Can bring it down just a wee little bit. Thank you. We can use the expression that we're going to hit the ground running, but we're already running for the prize. Amen. In French, that's the way that verse goes. We run. Amen. Paul said, I press toward the mark, but in French, we're running. Amen. It says, I run for the goal that's set before me. Praise God. So we're already running, and we expect greater things in 2024. Praise God. So to help us get there, the Galatians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. I'm going to read some scripture, and then I'm going to get us, I've got some. And then my sister has the PDF, so it's going to appear in the comments. If you would like to write it down, then go right ahead. You don't really have to, as it will appear in the comments. Because I've got some things that I want you to say going into the new year and throughout the new year. I'll give you an example. Galatians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Who gave himself for our sins, and his name is, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Amen. According to the will of God and our Father. Verse 5, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God. What is the will of God? 2 Peter 3:9. The will of God is that no man shall perish. Amen. He's not slack concerning his promise. He's just giving you some extra time. Amen. It's good to see you all anyways, and I welcome you in Jesus' name. Praise God. So let people know, do you know God doesn't want you to perish? Well, what does that mean? God doesn't want you to go to hell. Amen. Because God is a good God. We are his creation made in his image. Why do you think the devil wants to destroy us? mark us up with all kinds of colors and all kinds of piercings and holes and dilapidated and drugs that destroy. Amen. Because the devil doesn't like the image of God. Amen. When you look like we're peculiar people, I've been preaching this for a couple of weeks, and there's nothing peculiar about being a drug addict or an alcoholic or a gambler. Amen. It's nothing, because everybody's doing it. Well, hang on for a sec. Not everybody. But to be a peculiar people, praise God, we're the ones that stand out in the crowd. Amen. We're the ones that make a difference. We are, amen, we are the ones that have the power. We were given power to become a son, power to become a daughter. I've got power to say no. Amen. Devil comes knocking at my door and he thinks I'm going to accept what he's got to say. No. Amen. Same thing with Jesus. He was led up into the wilderness. He was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. You know he's hungry. And the devil comes up with an idea. Oh, sorry. Your concept, it may sound good, but it's not coming from the right direction. I live by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know my shepherd's voice. Praise God. Amen. This is not just I said some kind of a prayer or some kind of a quote or made a promise. This is power. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To all those who believe, to the Greek, to the Jew, that's everybody. That's every nation. Praise God. Hallelujah. He gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. So, everyone, I want you to say what I have, what I sent to my sister. It's going to appear online. I am delivered from this present evil world according to the will of my God. Amen. So I don't want you to believe whatever the devil wants you to believe. They come your way and they say all these kinds of things. Well, you know. Well, I know what the Bible tells me. Amen. Because they come to tell you, well, after all, we're only human. No, when I got born again, it took care of that human part. Amen. After all, our society, yeah, I may be in the world, but I'm not of the world. Amen. I have a new heart, one, and my mind's been renewed, two. Praise God. Being peculiar. Amen. Young people, the same thing. I want you to have, amen, this understanding. Praise God. We do. I'm not saying you may. We do. We look different. We sound different. We act different. That's the part of being peculiar. Amen. A generation that is sought up. God said, touch not the unclean thing. I want you to be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. And come out from among them. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's easy to come out. When I was praying for sister just before she left a few minutes ago, she goes, I evangelized three of my friends and now we're no longer friends. I don't know what kind of evangelizing effort she put into it, but she said, that's all right. I said, we'll pray. Amen. So the Bible turns people off. Amen. The Bible turns. You quote scripture and you tell them what the word of God says, and people, they start to think, you know, they look at you different. Amen. Amen. It's a good sign. Because the same thing. Well, I don't think that's scriptural what you're saying. Oh, yeah, it is. Because they looked at Jesus and they said, where did he come from? Well, he came out of Bethlehem. He came out of nothing. Nothing good comes out of that town. What are you talking about? That's where he came from. Amen. Praise God. Well, I went to school with him. Yeah, we did. Amen. Raised as a carpenter. We bought some furniture from Joseph. And I'm sure I saw Jesus there with a hammer or whatever they had back then, you know, power tool, whatever. Amen. And then a few years later, Jesus steps out and he says, hey, I'm going to get he's in full fledge of his ministry. And he says, I have come to set at liberty the captive. I have come to open up deaf ears. I have come to open up blind eyes. I have come, amen, the halt when they can't walk properly. I'm going to put a step. I'm going to put a gate in their step, in their motion, so that they can go forth and show forth, amen, the wonders of God. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus began, based on the men of God and women of God who prophesied from the Old Testament, and they began to look at Jesus. Hang on for a moment. Amen. Some of you listening, you know me. We met when I was in business, when I was doing what I did for a number of years. But the call of God was upon my life, and whatever I went through to get to where I am at. And then some people look at me and say, we don't, this is a guy who was behind the drums all his life. Amen. Well, now, amen, I thank God for the calling which he has put on my life, and to honor God by the preaching of his word, amen, by the anointing which is through the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So if they look at you strange, praise God, that means, well, there's a couple of things which that means. We're going to get into it in a couple of minutes. But when they look at you, that puts you on the spot. Amen. Because they're waiting to see if you're going to cuss it up like everybody else does. Amen. It's true. When I was working amongst, you know, there's all kinds of, it was like swearing all day long. Almost. And they would sit there and say, we've never heard Lincoln swear. Oh, yeah, and there was a challenge. By the end of this week, we'll make him swear. We'll do something. We'll catch him swearing at something. Something will go wrong. Well, a lot of things did go wrong, but what did not go wrong was what came out of my mouth. That stayed right. Amen. And I glorify God for that. Amen. Because there was a lot, based on the flesh, there would be a lot of reasons for that. But based on the way we walk after the Spirit, hallelujah, we do mind those things which are spiritual. So we're going to read a verse in a few scriptures from now where there will be and there are tribulations, but I have someone who allows me to be victorious in my tribulation. That's the difference. Peter said they're troubled in the world, they're troubled among in the ministry, they're troubled amongst the brotherhood, there'll be troubles. Amen. But we have something to help with our troubles. And his name is Jesus. Praise God. So based on what I read, Galatians 1, verse 4, I am delivered, say it with me, I am delivered from this present evil world according to the will of my God. Amen. At home, I think I heard you. Amen. We'll do John first. That's kind of interesting. Not 1 John, we'll do just the epistle of John, we'll do that first. Then we'll go to 1 John. So John 16, 33. Again, I welcome everyone who's listening. Praise God. I trust at home you're ready for communion. You have a piece of bread, you got some grape juice, the fruit of the vine ready. We're going to break bread together. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken unto you. This is Jesus, that in me, someone say, in Jesus, ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So that's what makes the difference. Amen. See, if someone's not in Jesus, any man in Jesus, any woman in Jesus, they're a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What things? Well, you read the next verse. The things which come from God. Hallelujah. And those things are righteous. So John 16, 33, for the year 2024, or for right now, we declare, in Jesus, I have peace and good cheer. That's what he said. He said, in me you might have peace. In Jesus, I have peace. Amen. Then Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I am of good cheer. Amen. There's a smile on my face. Praise God. And when I'm not so cheerful, my godly wife says, hey, would you preach on Sunday, preacher? So that makes me smile. Hallelujah. Put some cheer in my life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So as I mentioned, there's trouble on either side. But I have faith to overcome because I'm on the good side. I'm on the side with God. I'm on the side where Jesus, amen, has made me who I am today. Amen. The world, well, not so much. Amen. So 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So there's two things I want you to declare. I am born of God. See, I don't care. It doesn't matter how you were raised. So many people were raised, well, you don't know my dad. Yeah, well, maybe I do, maybe I don't. Or my mom, or I had a sibling, younger or older, and they just kept after me and kept railing on me and kept railing, telling me you're good for nothing and you're not educated and you can't pass, all kinds of things. Today, I am born of God. Amen. So tomorrow morning when you get up and you stand in front of the mirror, I am born of God. Amen. And make sure that devil that's standing beside you, and I'm talking in the spirit. I'm not talking about your wife. Amen. Or your husband. Or the dog. Amen. Stay in the spirit. Make sure that devil that's standing before, I am born of God. You need to back off. Amen. I want you to have this power and this authority over all kinds of diminishing thoughts. Belittling thoughts. Amen. That have you weighed down and overcome and overwhelmed. Even thinking about what I know, I am born of God. I'm not born right the first time, but I got everything right the second time because Jesus, praise God, made a way for me. Hallelujah. Amen. First time born short of the glory of God, but now today. Amen. Jesus, if you're not there yet today, make this your day before the year ends. Maybe already too late. You might have to be 2024. I don't know. But make this your day where Jesus Christ, praise God, will make a difference in your life. I am born of God. The second thing, my faith has overcome the world. And I have the victory. Amen. I'm going to say it again. My faith has overcome the world. And I have the victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I trust this is blessing you. And I trust this is, if you're writing it down, you'll know what to write on your refrigerator door. I am born of God. Amen. I am delivered. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. So now, I have four things that we are going to declare that we're going to say just from reading these two verses. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has given me the victory. Amen. Through my Lord Jesus Christ. So that's one. I have the victory. And God gave it to me. See, this is what makes the difference. Sometimes you know, we stand there and saying, well, I don't know, there's circumstances and they think, no, I have the victory and God gave it to me. Praise God. Who gave it to you? Amen. But thanks be to God. I have the victory. Someone say, thank you, God, for giving me the victory. Hallelujah. That's the first thing. Second thing, I am steadfast. I am unmovable. See, when you have the victory, why would you want to move? I am always abounding in the work of the Lord. This is what kicks in for 2024. Amen. I'm up to something to glorify God. Hallelujah. And this, here's the promise, the fourth declaration, the fourth thing I want you to say, I want you to believe, I want you to take it to heart. My labor is not in vain in the Lord. If that was too fast. My labor is not in vain in the Lord. Whatever I do for God is going to be a blessing to me. Praise God. What I sow is what I'm going to reap. Praise God. Amen. I'm ready to get to work. I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. Give us another year, Lord, and we'll save some more souls. Amen and amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Well, we just thank God for the victory. Yeah, well, it gets better. Someone say better. Now thanks be unto, which always causes us to triumph. Amen. I know we read this afternoon, but that's part of this bringing in this new year. In Christ, we triumph in Christ. And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. If you missed the teaching this afternoon, who's the us? The triumphant folks. Amen. He makes us to triumph, and it's the triumphant folks who can make manifest, who can spread. In French, it used the word spread. So manifest to display. But I like, amen, how it was read in French, to spread. Hallelujah. Here's some seed. Amen. Here's some seed. Praise God. Here's some seed. I'm sowing seed. Oh, some fell into good ground. Amen. We're making manifest, amen, that savor. Hallelujah. Praise God. That odor of a good smell. Amen. A sacrifice which is acceptable. Amen. A sweet offering unto God. Hallelujah. That's you. That's us who are triumphant. Amen. Because when you're defeated, nobody wants to be around defeat. Amen. But I thank God, amen, that to have the victory in Jesus' name, to be triumphant, people will look at you and they'll sit there and say, wow, this is what? This is day number 2 that you're smiling. This is day number 10. This is day 15. This is year number 2. You're always smiling. Praise God. The joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Praise God. Amen. So say this with me. Declare this. I will always triumph in Christ. Thanks be unto God. Amen. Which always causes us to triumph. Praise God. Every place. I will always triumph in Christ. Romans chapter 8. Thanks be unto God. We're going to break bread in a few minutes. And I want you to remember these things. Because these things are, how many times you say it's in Christ, by Christ, in Christ, by Christ? Almost every scripture we're reading, because of Jesus Christ. And this is how we're going to remember him. Amen. Whatever the substance we have grape juice in a glass, and we have bread that we're going to break. And at home, I want you to get your bread, not yet, in a couple of minutes, but get your bread, get your juice ready. But the Bible teaches us when you do these things, when you break bread and when you drink this, it's in remembrance of Jesus Christ. And just by what we're reading, there's a lot to remember. Amen. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Amen. How can I forget how you set me free? Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Amen. 2023 is gone. 2024, I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to go back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone say, never. Never. Thank you, Jesus. Never. Never. Well, I'm going to read verse 35 in Romans chapter 8, because you used to be sitting there saying, well, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Never. Distress? Never. Persecution? Never. Famine? Never. Nakedness? Never. Or to be in want, you know, not missing. Or peril? Never. At home, say it. The sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That doesn't bother me. Amen. None of these things. Verse 37. Nay. You got to like the King James. Nay. Amen. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Never. Praise God. How can you say that? For I am persuaded. Hallelujah. Amen. Say it. I am persuaded. Amen. Did you sing that tonight? Amen. I've got my mind made up. Amen. I've got my mind made up. I've got my mind stayed. In French, they sing, amen, my mind is fixed. It's not going to move. I'm going to meditate upon his law day and night. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to and when you meditate on the law of God, you're meditating on something that is unmovable. There's something that, amen, cannot be shaken. Amen. Whatever will be shaken, but this cannot and will not be shaken, praise God. This is where I want to be. Amen. Hook me up, praise God, to something, amen, that will be able to stand up and withstand the wiles of the devil, this present evil world. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nay, I am persuaded, neither death, verse 38, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, doesn't matter how high any of this stuff gets, doesn't matter how deep, how low any of this stuff gets, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we break bread, remember, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. So, what do we declare? I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me. Amen. If that was too fast, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. When we break bread, remember this. Say, thank you, Jesus. You love me all the way to the cross. I mean, thank you, Jesus. You love me while they were driving a stake through the palm of your hand. Thank you, Jesus. You love me while they were opening up your side. We're getting ready for communion. Praise God. We're getting ready to do what we need to do in remembrance. Someone say, I'll never forget. Thank you, Jesus. The second thing coming out of this passage, nothing is able to separate me. At home, are you saying it? Nothing is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Nothing is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. For God so loved the world that he sent, that he gave his only begotten Son into this world. What a bad world that was. Cruel world, and it still is. Amen. But Jesus came. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is the table of remembrance. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen, because Jesus came. Praise God. I know God sent them, but Jesus came. Amen, you can read the Bible. There's a few people, I was going to say a lot, but there's a few people who were sent and they never showed up. But Jesus showed up. He came unto his own and his own received them not. He showed up all the way to the cross. And when they mocked him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen, whatever came against him, he was able, amen, for the joy that was set before him. He says, I don't mind what they're doing to my body. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. Because one day there's going to be a sinner. That's me. That's where I showed up. Amen. To call upon the name of the Lord and he shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Nothing is able to separate me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. At home, say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. One more passage, 2 Thessalonians. Praise his holy name. We're still awake. I know everybody in front of me, we're awake. We're revived. Praise God. At home, I want to make sure you haven't... Wake up. Amen. Make sure you haven't dozed off. They're awake. We have listeners. Okay, because I have nobody monitoring, but amen. When I get home, I'm going to read the comments. That'll keep me awake. Amen. So send your emojis and your praying hands and your thumbs up or whatever it is. Amen. And I'll see your name and I'll pray. Praise God. Be praying for you into 2024. There's one thing I want to, before we break bread, there's one more verse I want to read. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. This summarizes our what we declare. So say it with me. I have peace always by all means, for the Lord is with me. That's what makes the difference. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Amen. Well, how do you know the Lord is with you? Because he's in me. One. Two, because he promised, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Amen. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. I'm just winding you up so we break bread. Amen. You'll have a long list. The Lord is always with me. I always have peace. I'm always triumphant. I am more than a conqueror. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You'll need a whole loaf of bread to keep breaking. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You'll need a second cup. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're doing communion with us for the first time, you'll see we don't do crumbs and we don't do drops. Amen. Praise God. So we have lots of juice and we have lots of where my hands have touched, but I want to grab a hold of that. I'll make this my bread. I'll put it on my side. We have a big piece of bread. So if you have that little cracker at home in crumb size, go get some more. You're going to need it because Jesus has done so much for me. Praise God. Amen. So, and I don't blame you if this is the first time doing communion. That's fine. I was raised in a church that did crumbs and a little drop of juice. And before you know it, you were on your way home. Amen. We're remembering something that took place a few years ago and will never take place again. Amen. The Bible teaches us that he died once for all. Amen. Now he is seated at the right hand of his Father and he makes intercession for us. Praise God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So when we get together in a few minutes, I'll begin serving. These are the verses I wanted to leave with you as we go into the new year. Are we there yet? Yeah, we're there. Okay, so here in Eastern Standard Time, it's 2024. Are we ready for a good year? Amen. We're going to pray, praise God, for the best year we have ever had in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. In Newfoundland, I know you're an hour and a half already into the new year, and it's going to be a good year. Praise God. Hallelujah. So say with me, I have peace always, by all means. Who's with you? Amen. My Lord. What we just finished reading here. Praise God. Amen. The Lord be with you all. That's how this chapter was coming to a close. Amen. The Lord be with you all. And I want you to have that blessing today. For the Lord is with me. What about in school? The Lord is with me. Amen. When school starts up again in a few days, and I know it's your holidays, and sorry to remind you about your homework that needs to get done before you start school next week, but the Lord is with me on the school bus, in the playground, at work, on the way to work, in my house, at home. Praise God. Amen. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Amen. The Lord, anywhere, praise God. The Lord is with me. Someone say with me. Praise God. Amen. So young people, don't look around to be discouraged and say, well, I'm all alone. No, the greater one is in you. Praise God. Amen. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. What else? Amen. To encourage. Are we ready for communion? Are we ready to break bread? I want to read something. along those lines as we get ready. In Hebrews chapter 4 in the 12th verse, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow." And for communion, I want to emphasize the last line. "And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Amen. I mentioned Mark chapter 2 this afternoon, where the sick of the palsy was brought down. Jesus looked at the sick of the palsy and says, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And within them, they began to murmur, "Well, who does this guy think he is? He can't forgive sins." See, leads me to believe that you can't have bad thoughts in the presence of Jesus, because he knows the intent. He is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So there they were murmuring. I think that is. And Jesus says, "Oh, hang on for a sec. Just so that you know, the Son of Man has power to forgive sins." Amen. And at the same time comes the healing. "Well, pick up your bed and walk and go home. You're healed." Amen. But they had these thoughts going on inside them. So tonight, if you got to get rid of some thoughts, get rid of some thoughts. If you have some thoughts against brother so-and-so this afternoon, or sister so-and-so, amen. This afternoon, I was teaching on the tares, saying, "Well, I know there's tares around us. You know, the wheat showed up, and then the enemy came and planted the tares. But we can't do much about it. We can preach, we can pray. The tares become wheat. But in the meantime, whatever is around us, whatever is planted in our area, we still need to be productive. So if there's a brother or sister, examine." This becomes the time where you and I examine. See, people think there's communion is two parts. They say it's the cracker and it's the juice. It's the bread and the juice. No, communion is three parts. Before you touch the bread, examine the intents of your heart. This year, if you want scripture on that, I'll give you where that is found this is Paul's teaching to the Corinthians in chapter 11. And he says, verse 28, "But let a man or a woman examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." So you examine, we're examining ourselves right now. This is the time to examine. We're examining ourselves before we eat the bread and before we drink the cup. So communion always has three aspects: the examination, the breaking of the bread, and the drinking of the juice or the cup. Amen. So we examine ourselves now. And just to let you know, the word of God is in your hands. So we need to be careful, because look at what I read. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. We're going to remember what Jesus Christ did. And I want to read 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. As we examine ourselves. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you." Someone say preaching. Amen. "Which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." I received it. Amen. It saved me. You don't want to receive what I'm telling you tonight? Good luck with your eternity. You're going to need it. I have Jesus. Praise God. "I have received, as many as received, to them he gave power." Someone say power. "To be the sons of God." Verse 2. "By which also you are saved, if." I don't know if you should underline that word or circle it. "Ye keep in memory what I preached unto you." What we are commemorating. Amen. And I know these are earthly aspects, but we're going to use them to commemorate. We're going to use them to illustrate, to remember, to keep in memory what Jesus Christ did. Can someone say, "Thank you, Jesus"? "Unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So I'm going to back up to verse 3. How that Christ died, 1, and that he was buried, 2, and that he rose, 3. Death, burial, resurrection. Someone say 3. 2 out of 3 doesn't work, doesn't count. Buddha, he's got 2 out of 3. He's dead and he's buried. Not number 3. Mohammed, whoever. There's only one who is able to say, yeah, I was dead, I was buried, but I am also resurrectioned. And his name is Jesus. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't settle for 2 out of 3. Amen. Oh, the writings of Muhammad. You know what? He didn't even write that Quran. Get your history straight. That showed up years after he died. So that's mixed up from the start. And my God doesn't, he's not the author of confusions. Amen. So it doesn't matter what sounds good. Doesn't matter what's going to tickle my ears. I've got something that's going to chastise me out of hell. And that is the word of God. Amen. The fear of God before my eyes is going to keep me off the road to perdition. Amen. Because Jesus Christ came to give me life, not so that I die. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. This is death, burial, and resurrection. 1 Peter 1, verse 18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. 1 Peter 1:18-19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Hallelujah. Someone say, for me. Amen. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. If you're having trouble with the word unfeigned, it means it's not counterfeit. It's not fake. It's not hypocritical. It's the real deal. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? You know, well, I fell off the bandwagon. Well, I'm not talking about a bandwagon. I'm talking about the love of Christ. Amen. Well, I fell off the wagon. I fell off. We have these expressions that just make things, you know, the up and down life, it just makes things, you know, so lackadaisical. It's just the way it is. Amen. Jesus Christ is not, I don't have that type of life from Jesus Christ. Amen. So your love of the brethren must be real and sincere. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed. Oh, there's nothing in this world. Yes, there is. See, folks run around and saying, this world's all messed up. There's nothing right. You even got preachers have given up on everything. I'll tell you, you know what is incorruptible, not corrupted, is the word of God. Hallelujah. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, what? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So there is something, there is hope in this world. His name is Jesus. Amen. There is something that is pure and undefiled in this world. Hallelujah. And you're holding it in your hands. Praise his holy name. Someone say his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can live in the same earth, but we walk a different path than they walk. Amen. We live a different life than that they live. We're headed in a different destination. Amen. I don't live like everybody else does around me, and that means I'm not going to die the way they die. Praise God. I have eternal life in me. Let's all stand. Come out from up there, allow us to be able to serve you easier and quicker. At home, now's the time to get your substance. Praise his holy name. At home, husband and wife serve each other. Amen. That's right, husband. Get off the couch. Go to the fridge. Get the bread. Amen. Oh, tu vas servir? Merci. OK, tu vas aider ensemble? OK, servir. Non, c'est le pain. On commence avec le pain. Merci. Hey, no. Give him. Amen. C'est ça. Amen. Brotherly love. What did we just read? Sincere brotherly love. Brothers, praying for you. Amen. So what I was saying, husband, get off the couch, go to the fridge, get the juice, and serve your wife. Here, I'll show you how. We're doing bread right now, or it's the, I got nothing to serve you with, but when the plate comes back, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might be short. More people stayed. Are you glad you stayed? Amen. Praise God. You got an hour and a half drive. Are you still glad? Yes. Amen. Because Jean-Pierre is driving. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we serve them in French first, so he knows what's going on. Okay, I think I remember what they did an hour ago. Amen. We had some French folks that stayed behind to bless the English folks. Amen. Bilingual. Praise God. I'm good. Amen. Does everybody have a piece? You can have the plate if you want. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to read Matthew 26. We can also read this. Paul gave us this understanding in 1 Corinthians 11. And I like the promise, which where Jesus is, there always is a promise. So Matthew 26, verse 26 at home. I trust that you have these the substance, the bread we'll start off with. And as they were eating, Jesus was eating with his disciples. Jesus took bread and he blessed it. So before we eat, put the piece of bread up. Father in heaven, we are so thankful. As we prayed a few hours ago, about 10 hours ago, we said, Lord God, give us this day our daily bread. Then we opened up your word, life everlasting, and we were fed with that manna from above. And we are so thankful for it today. Now, what is going to be an element for the good of our body, but as we break bread together, I love my sister and I love my brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as we do this, we do it in memory. We'll never forget what took place. So we're thankful for this piece of bread that's in our hands that we are about to break, just as the body of Jesus Christ was broken. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. So then Jesus breaks the bread. You can hear it being broken. I like that sound because it reminds us of the flesh and the blood of Jesus Christ that was broken beyond recognition. They destroyed his flesh, broken. So Jesus breaks the bread and he says, this is my body broken. Amen. The illustration for some of us raised in the Catholic Church, this does not become body. It's still bread, except now it's broken. Wounded for my transgressions. Amen. Break it, put a piece in your mouth, and begin to chew. You see, before this can be digested, it has to be broken up in your mouth. You're chewing it into smaller. You break it into a piece that fits in your mouth, but you still need to break it down. Amen. In the Old Testament, the blood was applied first. And then they ate the roast lamb throughout the night. Amen. In the New Testament, this is how Jesus did. He breaks the bread. He gives it to his disciples in pieces. He said, this is my body. It's going to be broken for you. Someone say for me. Now go back to the Old Testament. The blood was applied. And God, who came down to say, I'm going to destroy the firstborn. Because what God told Moses, he said, I'm coming down. So the blood was applied. Then they began to eat. The Bible says they ate all night. They ate it all. But the blessing is after eating that sacrificial lamb, the way it was prepared, the way God told them to prepare it, the next morning when they left Egypt, there was none sick among them. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to discern the body of Christ. This is the teaching of Paul. Because if we don't do that correctly and we proceed with these elements, Paul said there's going to be sickness among you, even unto death. So I thank God today that Isaiah, looking forward, Isaiah says, by his stripes ye are healed. Old Testament. Peter, looking backwards, amen, to the cross, because when Peter wrote his epistle was after the death, burial, and resurrection, Peter says, by his stripes, ye were healed. Hallelujah. Makes a difference. Amen. Break the bread. I know what we're using is flatbread, is what we call it when we were kids. And it's unleavened. If you have bread that's leavened, it's sticky. You have to. It doesn't break. It kind of tears. He was wounded for my iniquities. Amen. Someone say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And by his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. He was wounded. Break it. If you're not done eating, break it. He was wounded. He said, this is my body broken for me. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. By his stripes. Amen. Receive God's goodness now in Jesus' name. Be healed. The stripes of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make it so Jesus did not die in vain. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone else say, for me. At home, for me. Yeah, let's rejoice. I know. The for me part. For me. One day when I was lost, thank God for the cross. For me. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Let's all sing it, praise God. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on that cross. I know it was the blood for me. Well, for me, for me, for me. For me, for me, for me. I know it was the blood. For me, for me, for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on that cross. I know it was the blood. For me. One more time. For me. For me. For you. Amen. Yeah, for you. For me. Amen. For your mom. Amen. For your sister. For your brother. Amen. Thank you, my sister. Praise God. Amen. For you at home. For you. No, it was the blood for me. We're going to do it one more time. Amen. Well, for me, for me, for me. For me, for me, for me. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on that cross. I know it was the blood. I know. I know. Give him a good hand, everyone. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're waiting for the lights to blink and confetti to fall from the ceiling, you're in the wrong place. Change the channel. Amen. If you're thankful unto God and His Son, Jesus Christ, you're in the right place. Praise God. My brothers, can you take care of the cup for me? Praise God. Amen. After they ate the bread, Jesus took the cup. I'm still in Matthew 26. And remember when he was in the garden? This is New Testament. Someone say New Testament. And before he ate, he's in the garden saying, Lord, if this cup can be set aside. Amen. Lots of traffic. Amen. Be thankful that Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Otherwise, there would be no cup. Because the flesh said, it's hard. I don't want to drink this cup, Lord. Father in heaven, God, can you? Just let it be for a while. Thank God for the cup. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So Jesus takes the cup that he prayed it would pass. Husbands, serve your wife. Wives, serve your husbands. No cup, no deal. No blood, no salvation. Amen. Look at what's in your hands. Amen. The cup. Someone say the cup. Where's my cup? You know what it took? Can you zoom in? You know what it took? Put juice in that cup. I know some of you have seen this before, but you know what it took? For this grape to become juice needs to be destroyed. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Sacrifice. Amen, my brother. That's how you make juice. He was wounded. He was bruised. He was chastised. Didn't look the same. I know that grape hit the ground, but so did his blood. When they pierced his brow, he was dripping blood all the way up Mount Golgotha's hill, dragging a piece of wood behind him, the wood that they were going to nail him to. That's how you make juice. What's that look like? Does that look any good? It's been crushed. It's been destroyed. You want to eat this? Not very appetizing. This is what Jesus went through. To the point beyond recognition. Look at this. Amen. Look at my hands. What a mess. They ripped open his side. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Everyone say, thank you, Jesus. For the blood. I'm thankful for the blood. Wash me, make me whole. Wash me from my sins. I'm thankful for the blood. Let me get my cup because we're about to drink. Thankful for the blood. Hallelujah. It washed me whiter than snow. Oh, I'm thankful for the blood. Hold up the cup. The blood of Jesus. So thankful for the blood. Hallelujah. Thankful for the blood. Jesus washes whiter than snow. Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks. Just as we're singing, I'm thankful for the cup. Give thanks. I want to hear you. God wants to hear you. Father in heaven, thank you for the cup. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood of your son, more precious than silver, than gold. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father in heaven, thank you. All the days of my life, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name, drink. Amen. At home, in the name of Jesus, drink. And be thankful for the blood. Hallelujah. Jesus said, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. It washes me whiter. Hallelujah. Thankful for the blood. Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. So thankful. Hallelujah. At home, amen. Drink. If you have more, fill your cup up again and drink some more. I want you to be extra thankful. Thankful for 2023. Thank you for 2024, which is just underway. It's just getting started. But here we are, praise God, saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, with our names written in the Lamb's Book of Hallelujah of life. Hallelujah for life. Jesus, my life. Jesus, my life. Oh, thankful for the blood. Thankful for the blood. Washes. We're going to sing them one more time. Thankful for the blood. Blood of Jesus. Oh, oh, thankful for the blood. I'm thankful for the blood. Jesus washes white. Praise God. Amen. Pick it up a little. Let's get more thankful. There we go. Oh, so thankful for the blood. Hey, praise God. You might have to put your cup down so you can clap. Hey, it washes. whiter than snow. Oh, I'm thankful for the blood. Thankful for the blood. Thankful for the blood. For the blood. Jesus. Praise God. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. For the blood. Thankful for the blood. It washes whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Thank God to be washed. Thank God to be cleaned. Amen. I'm thankful for the blood. Whiter than snow. Praise God. Thankful, 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 thankful. Washes me whiter than snow. I'm thankful for the blood. I'm thankful. Oh, I'm thankful for the blood. Jesus. Thankful for the blood. My Lord and Savior Jesus. He washed me whiter. Hallelujah. One more time. Oh, I'm thankful, 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 oh, thankful, thankful, thankful for the blood. Oh, he washed, he whiter, washed away my sins, washed away, praise God. He washed. Whiter. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know what? I feel bad for everybody who went to the Hilton tonight. The Hilton, the hotel, for the parties. I feel bad for them. Went to the wrong place.
That's it.
Amen. I'm so glad at home, amen, that you prepared bread, you prepared the juice, you had the Word of God, the Bible in your hands, and you didn't go to the Hilton, amen, or to wherever. Praise God. Amen. We went to where all the angels in heaven rejoice.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When there's a name written down in glory. Praise God. And I haven't even got to the good part yet. Here comes the promise. Are you ready? Verse 29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of this vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. There's the good news. The promise that Jesus gives us. Hallelujah.
There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
Oh, yes, it's mine. In heaven I'm rejoicing. Sinner, I am no more. Well, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. All my sins forgiven, I'm on my way to heaven. More to roll. It's a little bit too high. angels in heaven are rejoicing. A sinner I am no more. Well, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. All my sins forgiven. I am bound for heaven, nevermore. So you put your hands together and let's rejoice. New name, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing. A sinner I am no more. Well, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. All my sins forgiven. I am bound for heaven, nevermore to roam. All my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, nevermore, nevermore, nevermore to roam. One more time. Well, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing. A sinner I am no more. There's a new name written down in glory. Yeah, it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. All my sins forgiven. Bound for heaven. Nevermore to roam. Nevermore to roam. Nevermore to roam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Someone say never. At home say never. Nevermore. Never means never. I'm here to stay. Praise God. Thank God for his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, go ahead. At home, rejoice. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When I think of his goodness, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank the Lord for saving me. Oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Well, when I think of his goodness, all that he's done for me, yeah, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone raise your hands. Put your hands up. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For some of us, we're coming out of our darkness and our sorrow right now. Amen. It's not because it's a new year. It's because we've come to this realization. Amen. Enough is enough. Amen. What Jesus did, he did not do it in vain. And some of you right now are receiving it. Amen. Even in front of me and at home. I don't see you at home, but you're receiving the goodness of God right now. And I thank the Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, I pray for each and every one of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Yes, we broke bread. Yes, we examined ourselves. Yes, we drank of the cup, and we're so thankful, praise God, for the promise which you have given us. But right now, Lord, I pray in the life, amen, into the lives of my younger brothers and sisters and all of us, whatever age, amen, for every single person at home, I pray a blessing in their life for this new year. There's going to be more. It's going to be better because of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Enough of what we've left behind. We've left behind some things tonight, and I'm never going back again. I'm not going back to that way. Amen. I'm not going back to whatever I left behind. It stays behind. And I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this into the hearts and minds of each and every one of my brothers and sisters listening. I thank God for those who joined with us. We decided to let the world do what the world does, and we're going to do what we need to do before you. To come into your presence, hallelujah, to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, for the singing, for the rejoicing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us didn't make it. We're sound asleep, but we wake up tomorrow. And this technology will allow us to replay this. We can have communion all over again. In Jesus' name, praise God. We're so thankful for the blood. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for my sister. I'm thankful for my brother. I'm thankful for my sister. Praise God. At home, I'm thankful for my brother. I'm thankful for my sister. Praise God. I'm thankful for my brother. Praise God. Amen. I'm thankful for each and every one of you and what we accomplished this year unto the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. In 2024, there's more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to play some video. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, my sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am thankful for my wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to, and for some of you, you need to check out if it's late. I understand that. We're going to play some video. On va jouer le petit en avant. C'est le Québec. What, maintenant? Okay, what? We're going to play the first video. We're going to see, you're going to see some Simon. He's been behind the camera, but he's in the streets preaching. Brother Andre, we're going to see him preaching. We're going to see the police pull up. The trailer going here, there. There's me driving the bus, leaving Newfoundland. Yes, we are. Is your mic on? Well, it should be. They can't hear you. They like the sound of your voice, so you say it. We are?
We are very thankful for the brothers and sisters here today. All across Canada, around the world, our brothers and sisters in Africa. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for helping us with our needs and moral support, fasting and praying together. We're going to face the new year. We're going to work together. Hallelujah. Pull down the strongholds that they're imprisoning people because we're to be free. Hallelujah. The Bible says,
free.
He that... Help me, I'm tired. It's liberty. We have liberty. It's free indeed, and we have liberty. Someone finished the verses.
He whom I have set free is free indeed. Praise God.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty.
That's the one.
And I thank God for it. So we're thankful. So the video, if you want to come back tomorrow, it's going to be online. If you want to stay with us, you can watch the video. This is the impact of your offerings, of your prayers, of your tithes, and this is the impact of some of you. Praise God. Amen. You'll see our brothers in the street preaching, and I know some of you don't have record. There was nobody there to take a picture, but you were praying, you were preaching in the streets. Praise God. So it's not all about, you know, this is some of the pictures we collected this year, and this is all 2023. Amen. So none of this is going back, well, 10 years ago, look at what we were doing in the streets. No, this is the past 12 months. So you see the billboards this year. Amen. So the first video is about 7 or 8 minutes long, and it's here. I won't say anything. The second video is like 40 minutes, and it's of our brothers and sisters in Africa. And if you stick through to the end, you're going to be blessed. Praise God. And they've been busy. Amen. Some of the preaching that you see in the marketplace, people walking by with, you know, carrying their headgear and whatever, that was 2 days ago. Amen. So they're ready. They've already started their year. Amen. They're evangelizing right now because their day has started. And they mean business and they're ready to go. Praise God. So I'll stick around to the end for sure. Amen. So if we don't see each other till next Sunday, we'll be blessed. And I just sit back and enjoy the video. And some of you might not make it. You'll fall asleep in the middle of it. That's all right. Amen. But I just want you to be blessed. Praise God. And see the work that we have started, the work as it grows. Amen. And just to give you a recap, once we get to Africa, we have brothers preaching in Kindia, in Mandend, in Dablo, in Banco, and in Kebia. That's in Guinea, French Africa. In the Côte d'Ivoire, there's Pastor Israel Dadzi. He's in the capital. In Benin, there's Pastor Jeremy. So you picture 5, 6, 7 places having meetings on Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right from here, head office in Montreal. Amen. Even brother Pastor Jeremy, he says, I want to print some t-shirts to go preach. So, okay. And I sent him some money, an offering to print t-shirts. I didn't tell him what to put on there. So when he sent back the pictures, and the next day, there's no playing around. The next day, he sends back he sends me pictures of the t-shirts. And right here, the crest, I guess, where the logo is, the pocket, is the front of our church with the tower. Right up. Le Chemin du Paradis, written right on there. Right here, from 1640 Papineau Street. And on the back, John 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So I have no idea how much those t-shirts cost. But I looked at those t-shirts, I looked at my wife, I said, we need to print like thousands of these things and just give them out in the streets. Amen. Even Muslims will take a free t-shirt. anybody will. Amen. I'm just saying the kids, amen, so that they can wear Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. And this is the vision our pastor Jeremy had. So, amen. Like I said, 2024, amen, we're going to do more. We're going to do greater things. Praise God. In the meantime, my name is Lincoln. Thank you so much for joining with me. For my desire to preach out the old and to bring in the new year 2024. It's a good one. Be blessed. I'm glad you didn't go to the Hilton. I'm glad you stayed with us or to the Marriott or to wherever or to the club down the street. Amen. I'm glad that you are with us and I appreciate that so very much. Amen. I love you. And until the next time, please enjoy, hallelujah, the impact in the year that we had. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. More? You want more? Amen. Yeah, I was going to say, you want more? 2024. There's more in 2024. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.